What's the, how are you kind of adjusted to things over here? I know you're a stranger to
right.
being overseas, but does it ever get easier to get used to it?
You know, just not getting accustomed to it. You know, the jet lag has definitely kicked in a little bit right now. So, you know, we'll just go out there, keep on practicing, keep on working hard, and hopefully things will work itself out.
You're facing a couple of running backs that have proven to be weapons for them offensively. What's really kind of key to
maintaining
those guys?
Well, with Bush, we want to keep him inside. You know, we don't want to let him get outside the pocket. We know he's an explosive player, and with Bell, you know, he's an inside downhill runner, so we just got to play physical with him.
Hey, so what were some of the keys to you guys making some strides last week? We could talk pressure, parries, got off the spot a little bit. Well, y'all been working on that for a while.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I always say, it's important to stop the run. And I think the guys did a really good job of that. You know, we held them like 3 yards a carry or something like that. And anytime you're able to do that, you know, we're going to be able to get our pressures going and our rushes going, and we have good rushes. We're able to get to them.
And the turnovers, too, that's something you all been working on, that two interceptions.
Yeah. Yeah, the DBs did a tremendous job of that. They've been working hard. We got some good rushes on the edge, and Flacco threw the ball up, and they were able to come down with him.
Can you talk about Matthew Stafford and the challenges he'll present for you guys?
He's a very good quarterback, you know, a gunslinger. You know, we got to try and keep him in the pocket because he does a good job of, you know, running around to throw the football. He doesn't necessarily, you know, run to run. He's running to throw. So we have to do a good job of that, keeping him contained, and I think we'll be okay.
What do you make of the play at Wembley Stadium on Sunday?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I've played there before one time, I think 2007, the first game. It was a great experience. So we're expecting a great turnout. We're expecting a great game.
What did you make of that experience? Did it take you by surprise, the fans?
Yeah, we didn't know it was going to be like that, but they turned out in full support, and it was really cool.
Will you pass that experience on to your teammates who haven't played before?
I think because it's been going on now for so long, I think people have a pretty good idea of what to expect when they get out there. It's not just a bunch of clueless people. People actually come, they enjoy the game, and they know what's going on. So, you know, I'll tell them everything I can, and I think we'll be okay. No, we're preparing as if he's going to play. Obviously, this is, you know, one of the top receivers in the league, so he presents a big challenge for us. So we're expecting him to play, and if he doesn't, then that'll just be, you know, somebody else that's going to have to step up and take his spot.
How the team been adjusting to this training camp mentality?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it is, and I think we've been through it before. I think we traveled to Houston. I mean, the time zone wasn't, you know, it was different, but, you know, we traveled over there and we came together out there, and it's the same thing out here.
So 9:30 kickoff back in the East Coast, 6:30 West Coast. Are the team aware that pretty much most of America will be watching?
Right. I don't think so, but as the game gets closer, I think we'll become more and more aware of that. It's exciting. I think if everybody's going to be watching the game, or the only game on at that time, I think everybody's going to put their best foot forward.